just one halacha and the laws of mincha on a tani tzibur. The question is siyud katan, making birkat kohanim during mincha. Normally on a tani tzibur, we do make the siyud katan in mincha. However, one must be careful that they're praying close to sunset, which means preferably the right time to start a mincha on a ta'anit would be 40 minutes before sunset. That would put the Amidah about 30 minutes before sunset, and then the Hazarai would be within a half hour of sunset. And the deen is that as long as you're within a half hour of sunset, you can make a Nesi'ut Kapayim. However, those minyanim that pray early, for example, especially today, Erev Shabbat, many people like to pray Mincha Gedolah. There would be no Nesi'ut Kapayim in Mincha Gedolah, even though the opinion of the Hazon Ish was to say Nesi'ut Kapayim in Mincha Gedolah in these type of days on Tani Tzibur. However, the halakha is not like that. Only when a person is praying, Samuch Nishkiyat HaChama. That's what the Ben Ish Chai writes, that's what HaKam HaVadiyah holds as well. Some opinions said that they make Birkat Kohanim at Plag HaMincha. It's not our opinion. HaLakha LaMa'aseh, only at the time of Samuch LaMincha, that means Samuch LaMincha, Samuch Nishkiyah, within a half hour. It should also be pointed out that in the event when there be no Kohanim, so then one must say, because anytime there's supposed to be a Kohanim and there's no Kohanim, so we say that extra beracha. But if a person is praying with Hagedolah, or a person is praying after Plag, but it's more than a half hour before, you don't say anything in that section. You say, Atom Shulchal Kanele Hodot, Sim Shalom. There's no Elokeinu Melokei Avoteinu, because there'll be no Kohanim as well. The last point should be noted that although we said in the previous daily halakha that one should not wear tefillin on the Erev Shabbat when he's praying mincha, we based that on some shittot based on Rashash and based on the way Rabbi Avner Afjin was posek in the Bnei Shalom based on the shittah of the Rashash of tefillin after on Erev Shabbat after Hatzot. And we said that that's the opinion of many of the poskim as well. The Chida included, the Petah HaDevir, the Shlach HaKadosh, the Chaim Palachi, and others that all concurred that there's no tefillin on Erev Shabbat and Mincha. Although there was a sefer Mekor Chayim, which was written by Rav Chaim HaKohen from Aram Sova, which was a student of Rabbeinu Chaim Vital. And over there he says that the Mincha and Erev Shabbat, there's room to wear tefillin. He's saying that mikawach sevara. He's not saying that from a tradition that he heard from Rabbeinu Ari. He's saying that it's a great time, and therefore it's ra'ui to wait the prince. So you really don't have a gilui from the Ari based on what Rav Chaim Kohen is saying. But especially again, once we know that Ashash tells us about the kamanot of tefillin, and there's no room for them on Erev Shabbat. So that's the way we should follow. Furthermore, the poskim do bring down, however, that ta'anit tzibur, the mincha, you can wear a talit. There's different reasons why you would wear a talit. One obvious would be to get an extra beracha. Since on the day of ta'anit we're lacking in the me'ah berachot, because we don't have the food, you're supposed to make 100 a day. So to wear a talit, for sure. Anyway, the kohanim have to wear talit because they're going to make the siut kapayim. So the custom is that the kahal wears a talit alone in mincha, asara b'tebet, samuch, samuch b'shkiyah, so we can make a kat kohanim as well.